God, as I look at Peter's life, show me how he became someone who followed you so fearlessly and wholeheartedly. And do in me what you did in him.
Day 6.
Today is a chance to do things a little bit differently. Instead of just reading through the scripture and asking the Holy Spirit to speak to you, also imagine yourself as part of the story. Remembering to write down anything God might say to you.
I start by pausing and taking some deep breaths. As I breathe in, I think of the cares of my day. And as I breathe out, I consciously put those cares in your hands, God.
God, I remember you are here, and so I prepare myself to meet with you. In a moment, we are going to read the verses we've been reflecting on this week. As you listen, close your eyes and imagine you were a member of the early church, one of the first to hear these words read aloud. Imagine you are listening along with your brothers and sisters in Christ. They're a diverse but tight-knit group of people from different cultures and walks of life. As Christians, you are not particularly liked or understood, and you've been through a lot together. Before you followed Christ, you wouldn't have associated with most of them, but now they're like family. Who are the people you see around you, and how do you feel about them? As the words are read, how are the other people responding to what is being said? What is the atmosphere in the room like?
Peter chapter 2, verses 9 to 10. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
As you hear the words again, how do they make you feel?
Peter chapter 2, verses 9 to 10. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
Take a moment to talk to God about how you feel. If you want to, pause the recording and write down what you say to God and what he says to you. God, as I finish this time, I say yes to you. I say yes to what you've revealed to me through your word, and I say yes to anything you're asking me to do. Father, help me to trust you. Jesus, help me to live like you, and Holy Spirit, help me to recognize your voice. Amen.